Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You want to talk about things you found? Cool things you found?
Yeah.
And then, as Steve and I like to do, we like to add the extra element of whether or not you kept it.
Yeah, we wager on the side.
Because there's a 16-year-old, and this comes up every once in a while. We have no choice. We let the zeitgeist of the news determine what our show is. And today, a 16-year-old girl found a purse in the middle of the road with $10,000 inside.
Score.
It was a boy. I always get this wrong.
That's awesome. It's like a designer purse with cash inside.
Yeah. Guy, little kid, 16. I guess he's not a little kid. He opened it up to look for ID. Instead, he found $10,000 in cash.
Nice.
And before we tell you what he did with it, let me ask you this.
Okay.
On the amount of information you have so far, are you keeping it or are you turning it in?
Oh, keeping. We're keeping that purse.
Okay, would it matter? This is where I start to get down in the weeds.
Okay.
Would it matter how the money is in her purse?
Meaning?
Like,
bow-tied or?
Yeah.
So
if it's in an envelope with like a withdrawal slip or something, like for some reason, I would feel like if she obviously just went to the bank, then she's got some sort of, maybe she's on her way to pay a ransom. Maybe she's on her way to buy something like a hot, like if there was somehow like a withdrawal slip, okay, it changes it for me a little bit.
Okay.
But if she just looks like she always rolls with 10 grand, it might, you know, if it's just kind of casually shoved into a pocket, I don't know why that changes it for me.
If it's like earmarked or there's something done to it with intent, you know, like decorate or whatever, make it pretty, I'd still keep it. I'd feel bad for whatever her intention was.
Okay, so it's going to change how you feel, but you're still keeping it.
I'm still keeping it. I mean, like, oh, look what she tried to do. It's still my money now, but look what she tried to do.
One final question before we tell everybody what this 16-year-old boy did.
Well, he kept it. He's a 16-year-old boy.
That's okay. What if it's rubber banded around, like, an invoice for chemotherapy?
Wow.
I know it's a huge stretch, but what if you can tell that the money has been earmarked, to use your word, for something life mattery? I don't know how else to say it, but like something super important and hard to like go, meh. Founders keepers, losers weepers.
There, that's my motto I live by. Is the cash have cancer on it? Because then I don't want it. But if it doesn't,
what if? Or it's got their final mortgage, like foreclosure notice.
Oh, wow.
For 10 grand. And it's like rubber banded. And it's like, oh, so, you know, if you keep this, they're losing everything.
Yeah, I'm still. What am I going to have to go track? Now it's inconveniencing me.
Oh.
Her screw up is inconveniencing me because now I'm stuck with it. Now I have to deal with it.
Well,
it's just easier to keep it.
The 16-year-old turned the purse over to cops. So you were wrong
did
about
not.
All 16-year-olds being people like you.
A 16-year-old boy.
Yes.
He turned it into the po-po.
Yes. The police said the woman probably left it on the roof of her car before driving off.
Finders, keepers, losers. Let me ask you this. Do the police still do the after 90 days, if no one claims it, it's yours. Is that by law?
I think they do still do things like that.
So
then,
I would.
Yeah. If nobody else. Yeah.
Okay. If I did turn it in, I would just say to the cops, just take your time. I mean, don't work too hard on this case. There's other things more important. So 90 days goes by. It's all good.
It's all good.
Right?
I'd be fine with it.
Now, what would you do? Designer purse, $10,000 cash. Let's sum of your scenarios with the cash.
I'd keep it in almost all instances except the two where I tried to trip you up. If it seemed like it was, if it was for something lifey that was very, if it had their foreclosure notice and it was the exact same amount, I'd be like, oh man, this isn't just like, ugh. Because but here's what's weird about me. I'm not the person who feels like rich people deserve to lose their money.
Right.
Because if you saw like a fob for a Maserati in the purse and stuff. It's like, oh, well, she's got plenty of money. That doesn't change it for me.
Okay, good.
But what changes it for me is if there's some evidence in there that they really needed it. Then I know that sounds really hypocritical because nobody's a bigger, like, if I find money, I keep it. Like, I told you this, my kids, we found $5 out in front of the dollar store and I picked it up and I let them go in and spend it or whatever. And everybody's like, you should have taught them the lesson about finding things and turning it in. I'm like, how do you turn five? Where do you turn $5 in? I walk into the dollar store. Hey, did somebody lose this? What? How many hands you think are going to go up? Yup.
Describe what's on this five.
Right. If you've played liar's poker with it, tell me how many threes are on here. There's no.
And let me ask you, what do you do with the purse?
Oh, I huck that on the highway.
What do you mean? It's a Coors or a Spade or
it's a nice purse? High you're end. Fencing that?
It's a yeah.
That's smart,
if it's a
Steve.
If it's a what's that? Never
Michael
mind.
Kors.
No, it's the high
Hermes.
That one.
Yeah, no.
You're getting like $50,000. It's a Birkin. The Birkin bag. Oh, you can keep the cash. I'm going to fence the Birkin.
There it is.
Yes.
Yes, Steve. Yeah. Just want you to know, fencing a Birkin bag on Craigslist isn't going to net you $50,000.
Whatever.
It might net you $50 on the outside. I don't even have to ask you this one, but I'm going to try anyway. Giant bundles of marijuana washed up on Florida beaches following Hurricane Florence.
That's awesome. Score.
You're keeping it.
Absolutely.
Over 100 pounds of marijuana have already been recovered along the Atlantic
coast. Oh, and I got to lift with my legs. But I'm still doing
it. Well, if the amount's small enough, I can carry it and doesn't hurt when I bend over, I'm taking it.
I'm kind of about to.
I'm not keeping that.
Oh, you're afraid that some cartel is like watching out of the bush. They're not. Dude, I know you're going to hate this line, but they factor that in. Loss of product every cartels, billions of dollars.
Sure, they factor it in, but they also see a weakling of a white boy walking away with a couple bundles of their product.
Wait, me like, or you?
I'm going to go with me on
okay,
that one.
All right.
You look stronger. Like they, I don't think they're going to mess with you. They're looking at me like going, I know we factored in, but we can kill that guy easy.
Okay. So they won't. They'll just let you keep the product.
No, they're gonna get it back.
So you would call the authorities?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
you,
I would.
Because then if the cartel finds out that you turned them in, then they're going after you and your family. So just keep
so
walking.
No,
don't
not.
Say a word. Call me.
No, I'm just gonna leave it sitting there for kids to find. No, I'm gonna get involved.
You're gonna kick it back into the ocean?
Yes.
That's littering.
Yes. And hope a dolphin doesn't eat it.
Okay. You're not
I don't know
good
if
at
any of this is even.
You're not good at finding
I'm not
cool
good at,
drugs.
All right,
on the,
so this is what we want to do. You got to call us. We need your stories coming in right now with the things you found. And it doesn't have to be as big as drugs or as big as $10,000 because we got another story and we'll do this one in a second. But we want to know what you found.
Yeah.
Coolest things you found. And we're going to try to guess if you kept it or not. Scorekeeper playing soccer, saw like a shiny thing across the field and just kept through the whole game distracted. Kept going, what's that shiny thing over there? What's that shiny thing? Waits till the game's over, goes over to where he thought it was, found it. It was an earring.
Oh, okay.
Pretty big diamond earring.
Oh, just okay. One.
Did the right thing, but I'll ask you, would you have kept it?
Where am I supposed to take it to?
Lost and found of the stadium, of the place you're...
I didn't know all stadiums had lost.
Well, yeah, pretty much any park.
Has
like,
a lost, a park, outdoor parks?
Uh-huh.
Wait, where do you...
Like, if you're in a Denver City and County Park, you just take it to... They have, like, a lost and found. There's, like, Parks and Recreation Park.
Wait a second.
Yeah, because then if I left my phone there, who am I going to call? You, like, call... You call, like...
Who's manning the... They have a person manning the lost and found?
Yes.
Or is it, like, honor system where...
Well, no.
I come and go...
It's just
and
a big box. Just look. There's an iPhone in there. It's probably yours. No. There's, like...
All right, so...
There's, like, a... Yeah, there's a big box of stuff.
In a park, just sitting in the corner.
No, it's like at the park department.
You think we get wet because we're outside.
It's covered. It's in a building somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So this person turned it into the park.
Oh, what'd they do? So what happened then?
They held it for the mandatory, whatever, 90 days, however long it was.
And they got a...
Nobody came to collect
score.
It, so they gave it to the goaltender.
Nice, because that goaltender earned it.
Yep. Took it to the appraiser. It was a full 1-carat diamond. It was worth $7,000.
Score.
So they still got what you would get
You're
by
right.
keeping it.
They rolled the dice, though. I could see they'd be kind of exciting, like gambling in a little bit.
Right.
By getting this back or not.
But so they still got the $7,000 diamond? Without all the bad karma.
Okay,
think
there's
about that,
no
buddy.
There's no juju.
There's juju.
There's no juju
wazoo.
On jewelry.
There's juju at the wazoo when you've stolen something,
no,
sir. Someday you'll figure that out.
If someone leaves a Birkin bag with $10,000 cash in the middle of the highway, that wasn't lost.
Yes, it was.
No, you deserve it.
This is for my kids' cancer treatments.
Okay.
I swear, dude.
What?
You're a bad dude.
I am not.
You're a very bad man.
I do the right thing.
You almost exclusively don't.
Well,
if you found something big, you tell us what it is. We tell us if you found it and kept it. Jill.
Yay.
You have VD, so.
Hoist this guy.
What?
Believe it or not, two times in 1 week. I found something.
What'd you find?
The first one was I found a bank deposit bag for a business.
Sweet.
And it was full of money.
Yeah.
Mostly checks, though, probably.
Yeah, checks, too, but yeah. No. And credit card things back in the day.
Okay.
And I actually took it back to the business.
What?
Because it's mostly, you heard her, there's checks and credit card stuff.
Right.
There's like
there's
cash take.
There was cash. It was a bar. There was cash. It was big.
How much cash?
It was like over 1,000. So
yeah, I knew you counted it. That was all a test to see if you counted it or not. You had to hedge your bets and go, is that... So you've already said you turned that one back in. I would have turned that one back in a heartbeat.
With all the checks and stuff, yeah.
And you know what? Also, because it's some bartender or some low-level probably busboy or somebody who made a mistake, and their lives are going to be irreparably changed.
It was an independent bar, and it was their night deposit, and... they would feel it.
Yeah.
Then the second one was I was at a grocery store and I went to throw something in the trash and there was a grocery bag sitting on top and I looked in and like the other story, it was pot.
Nice.
Like bundled pot or just like loose pot?
No, like bundled pot, but it was packages of bundled pot.
Score.
Nope, I don't keep that.
What do you mean? They threw it away.
It was on top of the trash can and I didn't take it either, but I would have... but I was so afraid that they were just watching to see who took it.
You know, somebody's just standing there. Yeah, I wouldn't.
All you have to do is, I saw an empty bag. I wanted to, that's my recycler bag or my grocery bag, or your canvas bag. That's all you say. I didn't know there was anything in it. I'm just using, that's all you got to do.
Steve.
Well, only just go to jail for possession because
yes.
They took it.
No, you're the victim.
No.
Oops, oh my God, you're not the... No.
Yes. You guys don't know how to work the system, the angles.
All of you people who are tuning into Slacker and Steve, and you use our program as the way to calibrate your moral compass, don't use it today.
Why?
Because Steve's moral compass is...
Right on.
Not even in the wheelhouse.
I am the North Star.
Samantha?
Yay.
Found it.
I found a brand new GoPro while I was snowboarding, and there was nobody around on the slope.
Heck yeah, girl.
Can I tell you what I would do?
You would watch the video.
I would.
And then you would do face recognition on whatever people coming down the mountain.
I'm not sure I'm on a go. Okay. I would invent face recognition technology. I would look at the video and go, this guy's wearing bright green or whatever, and I'd look around a little bit.
Is that what you did, Samantha?
No, I actually snowboarded down with it, and I saw some poor guy hiking back up the damn mountain holding his snowboard, and I asked him if he lost anything, and he was distraught. He's like, I just lost my brand new GoPro, so I gave it back to him.
What? Samantha, he never would have known the difference.
Steve, Samantha, this is what a good person sounds like. You should meet them.
I can't understand.
You do anything later tonight? Maybe you and Steve could go out for drinks or something.
I will.
Like, you guys can talk about the center of the moral universe.
I wouldn't understand where Samantha's coming from.
Thank you for the call, Samantha.
What the
heck? You keep the GoPro. You wouldn't even know how to use a GoPro. What are you going to do? Oh, you're going to sell it.
Exactly. Hello.
Everything for you is a fence away from...
I can fence anything, dude. Even a fence.
Hey, if there's somebody who's got some defense...
I'm your guy.
Hit us up, because Steve is going to fence it for you. Michelle?
Yay.
You got something you need fenced? Found it. What'd you find?
Definitely. We could totally fence it. So we were in Hawaii a couple of years ago, and at lunch, my son found an earring on the ground, gave it to me. I ended up putting it in my purse. It was all bent. And when we got back here, I had a jeweler take a look at it, and turned out to be an over 1-carat black diamond.
Black diamond. Those are the rarest ever.
You're just making words up.
No.
Here's the thing. She already admitted that she kept it.
Yep.
I wouldn't.
As you should. What do you mean? You just know it.
Because you've only got one. What are you going to do with that? Find some football player who wants to wear one?
Yeah, or nose ring.
Oh, yeah. I want a one carat.
Belly.
Do you know how big a carat is?
Is it pretty big?
It's a big old. Oh. Dude, that's like, here's my nose. I mean, the nose piercings that are really cute are the like
the
little tiny, like a chip,
chips.
Like a quarter carat or something.
I'd melt it down, though, and turn it into
yes,
stuff.
Melt diamonds down, Steve.
Oh, that's
even
right.
Superman has trouble with that. So, do you feel bad?
No, I don't feel bad at all because it totally equaled out because about an hour and a half later, we were snorkeling and like paddleboarding off the beach and he found a brand new GoPro and that we were able to give back to the owner. We found the owner for that.
Perfect.
So, I don't feel bad.
You can assuage your guilt.
Good karma, bad karma.
Oh, so I was a good person for this moment.
Yeah, it cancels out the bad karma that could happen.
But
because
the other person's at the lost and found at the hotel going, if anybody turns in a black diamond, here's my information.
Yeah, they shouldn't have lost that black diamond.
That's their fault.
Yes.
You got the wrong kind of bad. Back to your ear room.
Right there.
Okay, I got it.
Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.